over the LB Bearcats, and it's a first down by a half of football. First and 10 for the Reese Rockets, deeper and deeper into the LB territory. They sit at the 21-yard line of the Bearcats. And just like that, that is going to conclude the first quarter of action in Reese with the score, Reese 14, Ubley nothing. Second quarter action coming right up on your home for high school football, WLEW Sports.
Saving money versus supporting the community. It is a battle that has waged since the beginning of business, and a common belief is that it's either one or the other. However, McDonald's Food and Family Center is a renowned champion of both causes. McDonald's Food and Family Center has prices that can run with the best of them, but is family-owned and has strong roots in the community. Whenever possible, McDonald's buys local because they believe money spent in the thumb provides for the thumb. McDonald's Food and Family Center, supported by the community, for the community.
After one, it's 14-0. Reese leading Ubley in Division 7 pre-districts in Reese. Dave, what do you think of that first quarter?
That first quarter was USA dominated.
You mean Reese?
Reese dominated big plays, special teams. That kickoff was such a buzzkill for Ubley. It was just it took the wind right out of their sails for the game even started. They're fighting to get back into the game. Defense has got their backs against the wall. They need a stop or turnover that, like we talked about at the beginning, almost right now to give them a chance to get back into this game.
It's first and 10 for the Reese Rockets now, right to left across your radio, working from the Ubley 22-yard line, receiver wide each way, I formation behind Piak, which is under center. With 12 minutes to play before the first half is over, 14-0 Reese. Piak passing to his right up the middle, and it's nearly picked off. It was tipped by a middle linebacker of the Ubley defense, and nearly picked off by number 5, Kurt Kabotsky of the Ubley Bearcats. Incomplete, the first incomplete pass for Cody Piak, and now brings up second and 10.
Number 30, Curtis Booms, got his hands up, knocked that ball straight up in the air. Kurt Kabotsky in tight coverage kind of glanced at the ball last second and tried to make a diving catch like he was an outfielder in baseball and just couldn't quite come up with it.
Well, he's in good company along with the Detroit Tigers. Second and 10 for the Reese, right to left cross radio, pitch out to number 21. Elbers breaks free the first tackle. He's down to the 10-yard line and breaks free of that tackle, knees into the end zone. Touchdown, Reese. A 22-yard scamper from 21. Trevor Elbers finds himself in the end zone for the first time tonight, makes it now Reese 20. Ubley, nothing.
Yeah, just a pitch out to the left. Had a lot of blockers out front. He ended up having one-on-one with Sweeney, and he broke through the tackle just barely and got into the end zone. Tough run there by Elbers, and nice blocking for the Reese Rockets.
Reese going for 2 points, and this is not what you wanted to see in the first play of the second quarter for Ubley. It's a handoff to the left side on the sweep into the end zone for the two-point version is good to number 13, Matt Frost. He does it all tonight, and now it's Reese 22, Ubley nothing. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and ReCore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
The big stats so far, Reese has 213 yards on the night, Ubley has 25, and they get the ball at about the 15-yard line and bring it all the way out to the 28 to start their drive in the second quarter. They trail the Reese Rockets 22-0 with 11:41 left before halftime. First and 10 from the 28-yard line.
Just got an update from the Harbor Beach game, Clark. 14-0 Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft runs in a touchdown.
And last we heard, it was 0-0 after 1 against North Huron at Peck. So no score, North Huron Peck after 1. 14-0 Harbor Beach leads Merrill. And right now in front of us, we have 22-0 Reese. And it was a handoff to number 5, Kurt Kaboski. Nothing going there, loss of a yard. Now brings up 2nd and 11 for the Bearcats at their own 26-yard line.
Big number 35, Archie Naird in the backfield making the tackle.
2nd and 11 for the Bearcats in between the hash marks left to right across your radio. 11:15 left in the second quarter. We were saying, Dave, the wing tee can be good, but it can't score quickly. And when you're down by 3 touchdowns in the first half.
It's a great offense to run when it's a close game. You want to kill some time. It's a perfect offense for when you're in the lead. Ubley is going to have to score now, though, to make some things happen.
And he has a man open and is caught at the 44-yard line, pushed out of bounds. That is number 20, David Rakowski, a 5'9" senior, went in motion across the backfield onto the left side on the far sideline, brings it in for the first down from the 26 all the way out to the 44, 18-yard reception. For number 20, David Rakowski. First and 10 for the LA Bearcats. Just like we were saying, Dave, they kind of switch things up and go through the air.
They still are using that wing T as a distraction to the Reese defense. They run play action out of it and get a nice play downfield and a great throw and catch by Sweeney, who Rakowski ran a nice route against Elbers.
And now Kurt Kaboski going out wide to the right side. A handoff right at the middle. Nearly broke a tackle was Brian Bland right in the middle of all that and falls backwards out to the 47-yard line. A gain of 4 brings up 2nd and 6 for the LB Bearcats. Suddenly it feels like they have a little momentum under their feet.
They do. Number 73, Tony Diltz, made the tackle.
We have an update from the Harbor Beach game. It's now Harbor Beach 21, Merrill nothing. Still in the second quarter, I believe. 21-0 Harbor Beach leads Merrill. In this one, we have Reese leading 22-0 over Ubley. Ubley's starting to surge, though. They're at midfield at their own 48-yard line, T formation. Sweeney rolls to his left to pass. He has a receiver wide open. It is caught at the 33-yard line, forced out of bounds at the 29. Number 88, Jonathan Bisher. He tried him once before. This time he brings it in right at the 30-yard line for a 22-yard grab. And now Ubley moving down the field. First and 10 for the Bearcats.
Yeah, great play. It's all a very similar play that they just ran with no motion this time. Jonathan Bisher got by the defense, wide open. The ball, a touch underthrown. Bisher kind of had to wait for it, but either way, made a nice catch and turned the ball upfield. Finally, the quarterback, Cody Piak, makes a touchdown-saving tackle.
And now a man in motion. Kaboski out to the right side, working off the left hash. It's a handoff right to the middle. Nothing going there. Brian Bland, the ball carrier, out to about the 27-yard line. Gain of 3 regardless. Brings up 2nd and 7.
Not much room to work there. Nice, tough run there by Bland, who's normally a speedster, a guy you'd see try and get to the outside. Right now he's pounding right up the middle. Number 35, Archie Naird, in on another tackle.
One thing to note, though, now, Reese is only putting 8 men in the box. They have 4 in their secondary, trying to offset this sudden passing game of Ubley. 2nd and 7 from the 28-yard line. T formation, now Kaboski out in motion to the right as the receiver. Sweeney keeps himself, has the keeper. He's out to the 25, breaks free his first one, cuts back in with the juke at the 20, and finally out of bounds on the near sideline at the 19-yard line. They say he was in bounds, and it's good enough for a first down, gain of 8 for Nick Sweeney. Move the chains of the 19-yard line, 1st and 10 for the Bearcats.
Number 54, Kyle Yetsevich makes the tackle. Using what you just said, Clark, to their advantage, they got 4 defensive backs now. That linebacker isn't hanging around the line of scrimmage protecting those outside runs. So what does Sweeney do? He throws Kaboski out at wide receiver. He fakes the handoff up the middle and rolls to that spot where there's nobody there and has a smooth sailing.
9:05 left in the second quarter. Ubley in the red zone of Reese. It's a handoff to the right side. Kurt Kaboski dragged down at about the 18-yard line. Gain of 2. If that, 2nd and 9 coming up for the Bearcats at the 18-and-a-half-yard line on the far side of your radio. Clock continues to wind down. 8:45 left before halftime. Reese 22, Ubley nothing.